and welcome to this Lighthouse Church podcast, where you can catch up on our talks from Sunday gatherings. We're a church at East Lothian, seeking to follow Jesus, build community, and make a difference.
So this morning, just want to kind of just, it literally is just going to be for a couple of minutes, just talk about serving one another, and then we've got some questions that would be really good for adults. Children can take part in it as well, that can discuss and just talk through, and you can pray together at the end. And so they're going to share that at the end, and then there's going to be crafts that mainly aimed at the younger age group, but it's, you know, as adults it's good fun to still get involved in crafts. So if you just find a child that you think, actually I can use them to get to use the crafts, and you know, you can do that as well, all right? But actually this morning, this talking about serving one another, this one anothering that takes place. And you know, Jesus is, in a sense, counterculture, isn't he? It's this whole sense of serving one another. We're surrounding a world about actually putting ourselves first. That tends to be the kind of theme and message that, especially in the Western world, is talked about how we kind of put ourselves first. And Jesus does the opposite, and he says the opposite, and he encourages us as believers to put others first, to put Jesus first, and then how we serve others. So I'm just going to go through a couple of kind of examples in scripture. And so number one is, we're called to serve in love. Okay. Now I'm not going to ask you to show of hands or to come and share stories, but actually, how often have we done stuff where we say we've offered to help, but everything in us goes, I just want to put myself first. I don't want to do that today. I don't have the energy. I don't have the capacity. As I say, I'm not going to ask you to show hands, but I can certainly put my hands up in that one and say, actually, you know, serving others, putting others first, can be really hard, can't it? But actually, that's what Jesus encourages us to do. He encourages us to be like him. Okay, because freedom in Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 13 says this, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Okay? So indulge in the flesh just simply means doing stuff that we just want to do, maybe just things that aren't actually following Jesus, things that are maybe what we used to do in our old way of life. But actually, he's saying, do not use your freedom in that way, but to use the freedom to serve one another humbly in love. Okay? Already, I'm challenged personally by that. As I get older, as we're all getting older, so that sounds really depressing, doesn't it? But actually, as time goes by, those things we think should, in one sense, get easier. But actually, it can get harder as well. But we use church in a sense of gathering together to remind one another about the goodness of God and what it is to serve together. We're to serve one another humbly in love. Okay? So Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. He served in love by dying on the cross for us. And if you know Jesus in this place today, then you've been set free. So we use that to serve in love for one another. So we use the example, Hannah and Brooke are serving in love this week. I can probably guarantee they probably didn't really want to be camping we're amongst a bunch of young people. I've been there plenty of times in my capacity as youth leader for many years. There are times where going to bed late at night, trying to find the last young person who is rebelling, that doesn't want to be in their tent by curfew, and you just think, I just want my bed. But I don't want any bed, I want my bed. You know, the comfortable one where you're not having to constantly pump up the airbed. Those kind of things. Those things are ways that actually can invade our thinking. But actually, when we serve in love, we say, hey, I'm going to choose to put the creature comforts to one side to say, actually, I want to serve others because I want them to encounter Jesus. That's what it is. Freedom comes so we can go and bless others. Okay, so serve in love. Number two, Jesus, believe it or not, he's our example. Jesus is our example. As I say, he paid the ultimate price. In John chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, it says, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. So here's a story that Jesus is washing his disciples' feet. Now we have to put that into a little bit of kind of context about historical times, okay? Because we're not going to get the children to go around now and start washing everyone's feet, all right? None of the children look that keen to do that, all right? But actually, it's in those times, streets were very dirty, you wore sandals, some people were barefoot, there was lots of animal poo that was on the roads, so feet would very quickly get very smelly and very dirty. Anyone here have a tendency or a reputation to have smelly feet? Okay, all right. All right, so I suggest Tom and Donna apparently got smelly feet, that's factual apparently, there you go. But actually, there is a context in that in that time was a very lowly job. That was like the lowest of the low of washing other people's feet. And what Jesus is teaching us is actually about serving, is to follow his example, is to do the same in today's world, is to do things without complaining and grumbling, but to say, I'm putting everyone else before me. And that's a very hard thing to do, isn't it? Is to put others first in that way. But that's what Jesus encourages us. He did that to set the example that we could be like him, okay? So he took that servant washing Jesus' feet. It shows that the Son of God, this is staggering for me, the King of Kings, the creator of the universe, actually got down on his knees and washed disciples' feet. Isn't that incredible? But here's our example. Are there things this week that you could do that remains hidden, but you can be Jesus' example and go and do things? Good morning. You all right? Good. I've heard about these two. You've got to keep an eye on them. All right. There we go. I've completely lost train of thought then. Mike is going, just send him around again because then he'll shut up. That's how he does it, all right? So Jesus called us to serve in love, to be an example. Number three, service in the small things, okay? So serving doesn't always need to look that most dramatic, the kind of the big stuff. Most often, actually, it is the simple and it is the ordinary, okay? It can be this thing of actually just little things that we can do that can make such a difference in somebody's life, okay? So our attitude and our mindset and our hearts is that Jesus is our foundation. So we do everything at the foundation of following Jesus. So as we do that, it could be as simple things as carrying someone's bags, leaving the door open for someone. It could be listening without interrupting. God, that's a hard one for me, all right? It could be helping serve on a team in the church. It could be a message, a word of encouragement. And these days, that can be done much easier with like a WhatsApp message or whatever that can be. It could be offering your time when it's maybe not convenient to do so, okay? These small acts can add up and they reflect the kingdom of God. So whatever we do in life, we're taking the presence of Jesus with us. So we can make such a big difference, okay? So it could be for the children, helping to load the dishwasher can be like an act of service, okay? I can see parents are going, that's not going to happen. But actually, that's the things you can do. It could be if you see someone is struggling out in the street, then actually, what can I do to help them? And it can take boldness to step out to do something that may take you out of your comfort zone. But trust God. Trust God. Walk with him and amazing things can happen. I know before I became a follower of Jesus, there were times when I was surprised by the grace and the heart of others around me that were followers of Jesus. Certainly people like say, do you want to come out for a bite to eat? And they paid for a meal. It's like, what's the catch? There isn't one. It can be, can we go and hang out? Can we do this? I'd have messages of encouragement. Things that I think, I don't deserve that, but it starts to kind of make me think that actually, what's this all about? And it began a journey where I gave my life to Christ. So just beginning to wrap things up. Number four, service transforms us. All right? Has Lighthouse employed bouncers? Is this what's going on? They're just doing patrols, just making sure everyone's behaving themselves, reporting back to the boss at the back there. Yeah, everything's all right. Can I just quickly add on this before they take me away? We can learn by reading. We can learn by listening to others. But it doesn't actually be the kind of way that actually we can learn by experience of doing something. And I want to challenge you. Maybe there are things right now, it doesn't matter what age you are, maybe God's speaking to you about doing something which may take you out of your comfort zone. I want to say, give it a go. One of the things that I think can be a bit of a challenge, certainly over the years, is you're standing talking to someone and they're telling you about their problems and everything in you is saying, why don't you pray for that person now? And everything in you is going, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. What happens if they say no? And I can tell you over the years that I've stepped out and done that, not one person has ever said no. Because we take the hope of Jesus wherever we go. And as long as it always has an offer of serving in that way and many other ways, you're giving them option to say no. But actually, as people look in, they're seeing something that's different when we're following Jesus. We've got the creator of the universe with us wherever we go. That's amazing. That's exciting. So service can transform us. So step out, trust God, and he will lead you in these places. And then the last point is, let love be the motive. Okay, in 1 Corinthians, it says, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Okay, what service does by serving one another, love is at the center. Okay, it's not the size of what we do, but the heart behind it. Okay, and this is what I love about these kind of messages, is that it doesn't matter what age you are, we can all be imitators of Christ. We can all copy him. We can follow his examples. So, let's be followers of Jesus who serve not to be noticed, but because we care. Let's live with our eyes open and hearts ready to act. And let's remember there is always someone we can serve. There is always someone. So today and every day, let's serve one another humbly in love. Okay? Hopefully there is something in that for you. And I just want to put the questions on the screen, and I'm going to hand over to Kim in a moment. It's going to just intro the crafts. Okay, so the questions. Can you give an example of when someone helped you? Can you remember what it was? And why do you remember it? Jesus encourages us to serve one another. So this is question two. When that happens, what impact does that have on the church and the community around us? And question three, is there someone on your mind or on your heart that you may be able to reach out to this week? Who are they and what could you do to connect with them? So Kim, do you want to come and just share the crafts?